Siman Tov Reish Samech. Seder Hekef Habino. So this is the siman that talks about the Hoshanas that we do each day of Sukkot. Now, Siman Tov Reish Samech Dalid is Seder Yom Hoshana Rabbah, where everything is discussed in greater detail. So this, the background is like this. The Gemara talks about an Arava, the Mitzvah's Arava, which in the Beis HaMikdash was a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Every day they take Aravas, they stick it into the ground next to the Mizbeach. It was huge, because the Mizbeach was 10 Amos. 10 Amos high. An Amos is 1.5 to 2 feet. So Mizbeach was 15 to 20 feet. And the Arava was so tall that it went over the Mizbeach. So that's a discussion exactly. You talk about Yijalah. And then the Kohanim would circle the Mizbeach. There's a machlokas if they would circle the Mizbeach with a lulav or with an Arava. Okay? Now every day they would circle the Mizbeach once. On Hoshana Rabbah they would circle the Mizbeach 7 times. Okay. So we remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, but we only actually have this idea of Arava on Hoshana Rabbah. During the rest of the week, we circle the Bima with the Lulav and the Esrog 1 time. So let's see that. Tafrei Sam. Nogin lahalo Sefer Torah ala Bima. The meaning is to put the Sefer Torah on the Bima. Ulakifa, and to go around it, pamachas b'chol yom, one hakov, go around once a day. Uvashvi'i, and on the 7th day, which is Hoshana Rabbah, makivin oso sheva pa'amen zeichel mikdash, to remember the Beis HaMikdash. What's the connection between the Bima and the Mizbeach? Mishabesef katan aleph, shi'i nish'eres lanar b'mako Mizbeach. The Bima is in place of Mizbeach. Kidisa b'gemara, she'eshi b'kadosh b'chol avram avinu, we no longer zechet the karbanos, but when we read the karbanos, Hashem considers it as if we brought the karbanos. So ani aleihem kiilu makrivin lefanai. So I guess the karbanos that we read in the maftir, so then we get credit as if we actually brought the korban, and therefore it's like the mizbeach. And therefore, we circle the Mizbeach to remember the circling the. We circle the Bima to remember the circling the Mizbeach. And Hoshana Rabbah, we'll see at length, in Tafri Shamach Dalit, there we have an additional mitzvah. This is a minig Nevi'im, Yisoyt Nevi'im, that's all discussion exactly what its nature is, which we'll discuss over there in Tafri Shamach Dalit. Haggad notes as Ramah. And they take out 7 Sifrei Torah, if you have 7 Sifrei Torah. Sounds like they used to have more than 7 Sifrei Torah. The big shuls will have more than 7 Sifrei Torah. They get all the Sifrei Torah. Shumakifin esamizbeach. So it's to remember the Zechel HaMikdash when they would encircle the Mizbeach. Hakofos, the tzadimim, you go towards the right, around in the middle. Ubishavis ein makifin. Shabbos, we don't go around. Ein matzim sefer Torah al abim. We don't take the sefer Torah out of the aron. We do open the aron, but we don't take it out. Mishvasev katan dal. If you should gab a mikdash, lo yinotan a rabbi b'shabbos. They would not take a rabbi b'shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. The koshkin, the female again, we shall keep him belulav, and we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, so we don't go around. Mishmasim katam vav, rak poison aron kodesh, v'aron rashanis, we open the aron, and we say the hoshanis. Look at, skip the Siv Gimel for a second. Yesh mishomer she'inu rashanu b'shabbos, below, no, okay, the Torah has a discussion about this, from Rav Shvira Gaon. Some say you don't do Hoshanas on Shabbos at all. Why not? Because we're afraid someone's going to go get the lulav on Shabbos. We're afraid of carrying the shusharab and dal amos chil Shabbos. And therefore, there is an opinion that there's no Hoshanas at all on Shabbos. However, we are not nohei like that. Mishaber sifkat yud time the atinokos because of the kishi yishu shomer Shabbos kumal b'chol b'yelchu gam mitol lulav. they hear you doing Hoshanas, and they're going to go get the Lulav. But the Minig is not like that. Why are we not concerned about that? Two reasons. Continues the Mishnah. The Kevin Sheim Akivim Shabbos. One reason. Hispire Lahem Bama Sheim Akivim. So there's a difference. A, we don't take out the Sefer Torah. B, we don't go around the Mizbeach. Around the Bima. We just say it in our place. So it's different enough on Shabbos and during the week that we're not afraid if we say Hoshanas that that's going to inspire some kids to go get their lulav on Shabbos, which of course we don't want. So Rosh Yirgon was worried about it. Torah says don't worry about it. And we don't worry about it. We open the Aron. We don't take out the Sefer Torah. We don't encircle the Bima. We just say Hoshanas from our seat, and it's different enough on Shabbos and during the week, we're not afraid someone's going to go get the lulav. Said Beit Nogin Hakim Av Mishein Lo Lulav. The Machaber says even someone who doesn't have a lulav should still partake in the Hoshanas and go around the bima. Hagat note says Rabbah B'Yesh Amar Shmishein Lo Lulav Ein Omakif V'Chein Nogin Minig Ashkenaz is that one does not have a lulav, then he does not go around the bima. Uveyom Shvi'i, and on Hoshana Rabbah, Nolten Ha'arava Im Halulav Lahakif. So here the Rambam says to take the Arava separate with the Arba Minim and go around the Bima. However, we don't do that. Mishabur Sifkoton Ches, Ayin the Kameh, Simitopir Samachdal, the Sif Zayin Bahaga, the Yosito Shilo Lachaber Ha'arava Im Halulav Klav. We don't put together the Arba Minim with this additional Arava that's coming special because of the Minig Hanaviim on Hoshana Rabbah. We don't put the two together. V'chein kasev shem ha'arizal. The Arizal felt very strongly about lo lecharim kval im alulav. Don't put the two together. Two separate mitzvahs, two separate minhagim, two separate things, and leave them separate. Rav acher kaddish tiskabel oz kav. After the Kaddish says, God will pick up the Arava and bang it five times. This is what we do here in Beis Moshe. Kishimagia, the Sane Amunim, Ozmanechalula, Vikach Arava. When we get to the paragraph, Sane Amunim, that's where the Arava Minim are put down and the Hoshanas are picked up. Mishabur Sifkaton Tess, we didn't do yet, but the end of the Ramah. Mishiro Avel Bechag, so when Chas Shalom on Yantav becomes an Avel, ain't a mak if he doesn't go around for Shabbos. Mechain Avel, call you Beis Chodesh, Al Avi Vidimo, Mechain Nog. Someone who's Ba'avelus, you Beis Chodesh for a parent, does not go around for Hoshanas, Mechain Nog. And that is the minute. Why? Mishabur Sifkaton Tess? That's part of the simcha, smachtim lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim, and therefore someone who's ba'avelus is not the simcha, and he doesn't go around. Dirshu footnote 7 points out there is an issue of not having a velus in public on yantiv, and then if he's the avel sits out, so that's public form of a velus, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Zalman solved this problem, at least for one Avel. Let the Avel take the Sefer Torah. He should be the one holding the Sefer Torah. He's holding the Sefer Torah, so it's not recognizable. The reason it's not going around is because he's Ba'abelis. If the Rav of the Shul is the one who's Ba'abelis and it's very recognizable that he's not partaking in the if someone sits on the side, he's learning, whatever, it's not so recognizable if he doesn't have a Sefer Torah to hold. But if he's the Rav of the Shul, and it is recognizable, so then they say he should go around, because otherwise it would be a public display of Avelus, and that we don't want. That's brought down from the Minchas Yitzchak, and Reb Moshe, and the Aruch HaShulchan as well. That's all in Dirshu, footnote 7. Then he discusses Avelus and other relatives. Because here it only says Avi V'Imo. What about other relatives during Shloshim? So that's a Diyun in the post. Okay, so that's Siman Tov Reish Samach.